Tov Samach Beis Sif Aleph. Din Mei Peres Imach means. So, I Mei Peres Machmitz. It's actually Mei Egmatz as we get to in the Vayter in the Simon. Yeah. So Mei Peres Veloy Ma'im Ein Machmitz Im Klal. If you have, we paskin if the Mei Peres are not Machmitz, which means if you have fruit juice and there's no water at all in the matzah, just fruit juice, so it's not machmitz. And the Mechaber says, "Mutar lechol bePesach matzah shenilusha b'mei peres." You're allowed to eat on Pesach a dough which is made matzah which are made from a dough of with no water, just mei peres. Filoshosa kol yom, even if it sat without being worked for the whole day, and the dough rose, that's not considered chimutz. But you can't be yotz in the midst of eating matzah on Pesach because it's matzah shira. This is supposed to lechem oni. Mishaburus of cotton olive may peris. Kganyayin v'shemen. So what liquids are we referring to? So referring to, first of all, the easiest ones are wine and oil. Those are clearly considered liquids of the Torah. Wood and dvash, the same would be true with honey, v'cholav or milk. Sharkol and mashkim, it's probably come on. So far, all of the liquids they mentioned are from the mashkim, which the Torah refers to as mashkim, yayin and shemen, and dvash and cholav. But the truth is, he says sharkol and mashkim, even though they do not, there got to be other halachas. The liquids which you squeeze out of fruits do not have a halacha of halachic status of a mashka in the Dinei HaTorah, the Gabbai, it's a heksher, or washing your hands, etc. The Gabbai, this halacha, may peres emach mitzim, they do have that halacha. Beloy mayim, sip cotton bays. Behind a beloy mayim, cloud is as long as there's no water at all. The yesh ba mayim, I feel a koshu, re elemach mitzim. But if there's a little bit of water, even a little, a small amount, a drop, then they're machmits, and all of them machmits, we're going to say that they are machmits even more quickly than usual. So they're not machmits at all. Even if they're from a sour fruit, which seem to would have the power to do something which is like chimutz, it doesn't make a difference. Even if the dough rose, it expanded up. We look at it like we had before when we spoke about rice, that you make a rice bread and it rises. That's not what the term meant when it said chimutz. That's just like a circum, some the same way when an item is deteriorating,
rotting.
It's rotting, so the air develops in there. So it's the same type of idea over here. The first kezayis of so the first two nights of Pesach, you can't be yotze with this matzah because it's matzah shira. The Bir Lochem raises the question we discussed this back before. In this case, where it's, no, I'm sorry, it's the next step. Base. May peris imayim, if there's may peris and there is water, then it is machmitz, and not only is it machmitz, but memarim lahachmitz, yersim misharisa. Once there's water there, then the may peris do the opposite, they hasten the chimus process. Hilchach ein lolish behem, there you should not make a dough with May Paris in it. And if they did, you have to make sure that it's baked very quickly because of this concern of we don't know how long it's going to take for the chemist process to be effective. So it's May Paris with water together. Whether the majority is the May Paris, the majority is the water, it doesn't make a difference. Once there's water, it's machmitz. And once there's meperis together with the water, it does it more quickly. Because the chardim dein chiluk bein shenilush tchila im meperis achakach bohon lemayim kadam shenefa or lehepach. Even if you, there was the actual kneading process, mixing process, there wasn't any water in it. But before it baked, some water got on it, that would accomplish the same thing. And vice versa, if it was there was only water, there was no meperis, and before it baked, there was some meperis on it. Okay. Now, v'misyabish, I make peris tocha kemach, v'chakak bo ha'mayim aleim, ein re'alocha. Situation where, let's say, some fruit juice fell onto the flower. The person left the flower sitting there, and the flower eventually dried off. So there's no actual meperis in there. And then now some water got on it. So now you have a combination of the residue of the meperis, which is not a liquid anymore, and you have water. What happens now? He said to the bir alocha. In that situation, so he brings it to Machlokes Acharonim, what to do. Some say it's Osir, because when the water comes, it sort of rejuvenates the Meperis. And some say that, we don't say like that. Okay. Now, Memarim Lahachmet Zayin. The human process is more quickly. Even if the normally we say the shear humus is a shear mill within 18 minutes, this will happen can happen much more quickly. If they're careful, then you should bake it right away. Cut them. But everyone don't do it because they're afraid you might let it sit. It does have the property that as long as you're working it, the dough, it doesn't rise. Even the meperis. The Ir Locha raises the question over here. Is it chametz nuksha in this situation? Is it chametz nuksha, or is it chametz gomer? In the case where it's a majority of water, Sripa Gomer says even if you call it chametz nuksha, in case where it's a majority of water, you would deal with it as chametz gomer. If the person mixed meperis and mayim into the dough and then let it sit before he baked it, so even though it wasn't the shear mill, which because it did rise, because it said it hit that rise more quickly, and therefore it'd be a problem of chametz. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, Moshe Dershow quotes Shulchan Aruch Rav, that Shulchan Aruch says even if you were Isaac with it during that time, it's a problem. The Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, that if that was Shaw, it doesn't mean sitting without any work, it means if that was just sitting, it's still there, you're working, it'd still be a problem. So you can't eat it. They did say, however, that we're not going to answer Hanoah and Ba'irah. Shratzi and Tips, Kotten Zayim points out that Havavah Hanoah Mutter. To keep it after Pesach is mutter, because it's mutter by Yerub Ha'imotzei, and Chometz Nuksha, and Pasach, this is Chometz Nuksha. So it's a Sovik if it's with these Chometz, even if it is, could be Chometz Nuksha, if it's mutter by Yerub Ha'imotzei. There's also no Isser Hanoah. Vayir Rabbah Mitzad Al-Hatu, Behef Samaruba, Apachilam, situation of Behef Samaruba, where Mekel and Achilam, if the time lapse wasn't significant, A and B, there's nothing, no indicator which indicates that it was chametz, then we are mechidvim choshesh. You have a chazak and a mechidvim choshesh. You know, the moed of is a meshugeg, but it's just with the hakel b'shas ha'tzak. The person did a meshugeg, so we will that, or it could be the reason why we asked it over here is not because of a chashash of chametz, more like because of a kenas for being careless about the potential issue of chametz. And therefore, if it's a kenas, so b'shegeg, the kenas is not relevant. But even though you use warmer water, which we say the warmer it is, the fatter it comes more quickly. It's mutter. Even though you're able to eat that matzah. Again, we can't use it for the mitzvah matzah because there's fruit juice in it. Even though the situation in the grove is regular, it's a regular water. But if there's any type of meperis in it, if you can taste the flavor of the meperis, so then it's a matzah shira. Furthermore, if the actual dough was made flour and water, so its mom is just regular dough. Then he sort of like wanted to make like a nice sheen on the outside, so he took some meperis and smeared it on, and then he baked it. So the matzah itself is a matzah. It's a lechem oni. Even so, the maaser, since it was baked with the meperis in it, it's not lechem oni. Okay. If you mix it into the dough, it's one case. That's not definitely not lechem oni. And now we're talking about something else. He didn't mix into the dough at all. After he finished making the dough, he took some meperis and smeared it on the top. So he says, even that's a problem. We go to the mitzvah of lechem oni. Correct. Correct. Gimel. Sef Gimel. Mutter lolish b'yayin. You can use wine. Al pisha e efshir loy b'loy tipas mayim shenafelat b'shas ha-potzer. There's probably some water mixed in over there. As they do the process of tzira, sometimes the vines are wet, etc. There's dew. So there's water in there. So we said, so normally don't allow make pears together with water, but this we're not worried about this possibility. After the chachila, regular mitzvah mayim b'shas ha-botzer, chachila hatter hatter nitzik. They add some water there in the b'tzira process. In case a goy gets involved, so the nitzik means when you as the water is pressing, when it's pressing it, the wine is flowing from where it's been pressed to another place. So that flow is called nitzik. So if a goy would touch anywhere in that process, we say nitzik is considered mechuber. Normally we hold nitzik is not animal mechuber. It's just being poured, it's not necessarily connected. But we hear the gabi nitzik b'yayin nesek, we would do that. So the gabi is tam yein, the goy touching it. So they would add water into the kli. This when it comes into the kli, it's bottled. As it comes in, so you say it's or as it flows, it comes both. So if you say that's Sevora, that is what's going to happen. So now you want to, this matzah has wine which had water mixed in mamish intentionally. It's water with wine. That's a problem. Al-Bakenein lo chushlem, and that's not a problem. Al-Bakenein spadlo mayim b'yayim kerem shalosh v'is. But over here, where there was a bittel on the mayim and the wine beforehand, and therefore will not be a problem of using that wine for matzah, to make matzah. Okay. So now the Mechaber said that they would add water kelahater nitzik in order to permit the flowing issue. So what's this flowing issue? The Gabi Yain Nesach, who hold nitzik Hebrew, when it comes to the issue of Yain Nesach, we hold that the flow of the liquid is considered an attachment. The Haino, which means practically the following. In Ma'ara Yisrael Yain, Mikadar Likadar Shalakum, Jew is pouring his wine from his container into the container of the goy, which has wine in it. Uboy mashka tefeach, and has enough liquid that it's a minimal amount of liquid, enough liquid that his hands have become wet. He touches them. So nesha yain bekatsha bekadosh Yisrael. So since there's a connection now between that liquid and the goy's kli, which is osur, and the liquid in the Jew's kli, there's a connection through nitzuk, through the flow. Sha'amur ha-nitzuk mechaber bein ha-yayin she-bekli ha-yayin le-yayin she-bekli ha-tachton, it combines them all together. Bein kilo ha-yayin shall isim order behet. So it looks as if it's mixed in. If it's mixed in, so now everything is awesome. Abo k'sheyesh. So that's the potential problem that we have. Abo k'sheyesh gam mayim b'kli she-yisrael. There's enough water in the Jewish keli to be mevatel the wine in the goy's keli. So the goy's keli had a little bit of wine in the bottom. So if enough water in the Jewish keli to mevatel that, forget about the Jew's wine. If the water can mevatel that, then the wine, the Jew's wine is mutter. Why? Because we have a rule that we look at the yain nesach. Yain nesach and yain is all the same min. Yain nesach and mayim is two different minim. So, in case we hold the min middle of the bottle, but if there's another min there, which would be mevatel, we don't say, listen, well, min. There's so much of the min and the min over here, the other min can't do anything. We look at it as if we ignore the min and say that ana mino is mevatel the yisr. So we hear the water would be mevatel the yain nesach. Hano shishim palmim chadeya b'shisha palmim sagi ayin b'chadeya 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 b'chadeya. Either you need 60 or you need 6 times. By wine, generally we say the share is 6 from the bittul to water. Shori, then it's mutter. Chol minu minu, b'sheinu minu. You have three items, a min and the same min, and then ain a min. So what do we say? Which is that our situation is: you have the wine of the Jew, the wine of the goy, and you have the water of the Jew. It's all mixed. We look at it, nitzuk mechibra. It's all mixed up together. So what happens over there? The water of the Jew is mevatel the wine of the goy. We say the following story: min and salekas minu k'mishen, and we ignore the Jew's min. Shein aminu, rabba lava mevat, and the ein aminu is mevat. So, if the goy's wine and the Jew's wine mixes together, even though the Jew's wine is much more than the goy's wine, min minu lebot. So it could be 1,000 times more, it's still not bot. If it falls into water, see, either it's bottled either with 60 times as great, more water than there is, more water than there is the wine of Isser. So you need 60 times more. Some she thought you only need 6 times more. So I, there's other wine here. We ignore the other one, the Jewish wine. So we say the Jewish water is mevatel the goyish wine, and now the male of the Jewish wine is mutter. So that's what they used to do to prevent that problem. Shalekas the minu kibishen, we take the minu, see if it doesn't, it's like it's not there. Shen minu rovel of a mevatel, and therefore the ena minu, which over here is the water, and now is a majority over the, or whatever level you need of bitul. And the water is without till the wine of Isser. Yeah? Makes sense? Yeah? We're good? Okay. So that's what he used to do. So now you want to take this liquid and use it for, use it to make matzah. You have a problem of it's potentially matzah shiris. No, it's not, because the water is mevatel the wine before you start it. Halakha is batel. Okay. Rabbi Chana Miskimu, the Baalma Lemahani Bitl Bemayim, Shisarba Bemay Paris. Generally assume that the Bitl doesn't work. Once anything is mixed in with the May Paris, so then May Paris now has the ability, once it's mixed with any type of water, it's able to make the dough become chametz. Not only that, it goes more quickly. So we shouldn't be making such type of a dough. So why are we here? We're saying that if there's water over here, it's okay, because it mixed it beforehand. Normally, said there's no din of that ignoring the other, the little bit of water is a problem. Even though there's 60 times more of the wine, it's a problem. But over here, the case is different. The water got mixed in over here, which we're saying the water is bottled. Before you made the dough, is that the water got mixed in to the wine, not after it fell into the flour, or maybe it was mixed with the flour, but it was beforehand. So the water got mixed into the wine, but it was still fresh, freshly harvested wine. You just did the harvest, no process, you made the wine, that's called tirish. Then after what happens is after tirush, the nature of wine is it sits. Tesh liyayin means habek hamayim gam ken liyayin lachin eshav kol liyayin. So if you add the water in during that process or before that process, the water gets absorbed into the wine. And mamash goes part of the wine. So that's taka problem, or that's well over here. It's not machmets, and if it's got a little bit, it is machmets more quickly. That's my paris.
What's not machmets?
The water which gets. We said wine, let's say, is not machmets. Wine and flour is not machmets. Wine and flour, a little bit of water, is machmets. We're saying over here in a case where the water got mixed in, because of the nitzik, you mixed in the water before in the chachila with the wine earlier, that it's not machmets. It's back to being my paris. What happened? According to the water there. There says the water that in as. The vat was still becoming wine. So that water becomes an integral part of the wine, so it's not considered water anymore. Whereas if you have wine, you add some water afterwards, it's ready, you establish wine, that would be, it would be mouthless. But it's still in this fresh, lost my thought. The water mixes in with the wine, therefore it's considered wine. Because it fermented with it. But if the water only joined after the fermentation process, it stopped bubbling and tisisa, bubbling and boiling, etc. So we say, no. Now we have wine. We had some water. Once you had water, it's not considered my peris anymore. It's considered water. And it's machmet. And not only is it machmet, it's machmet even more quickly because of that. It's considered not, it's not made peris, which is not machmet. It's water, which is machmet, plus it's more quickly because it has made peris also. That's all it here.